It was part of French Somaliland. The French had a lot of territory there when they decided they wanted to take over much of Africa. Crazy times, but Djibouti almost became a part of Somalia. There's two major ethnic groups. There's the Afar people and the Somali people, who are definitely a lot more numerous in Somalia, but still make up the majority of the population in Djibouti. So in what year was it? The 1960? Yeah, 1960, Somalia achieved independence. And Djibouti, there was a referendum to decide whether they were going to join Somalia as an independent nation or to remain a part of France. And because the Afar people were more sided with French, they didn't want to become a very small minority within the country of Somalia, whereas the Somali people voted for joining Somalia. But anyhow, it didn't happen. There was several referendums, three in total, and finally the third one, in 1977, Djibouti, separated from France, became an independent nation. And, smaller, one of the smallest nation in the area, actually. But their music, influenced by Arabic people from the Middle East. And Islam has been very strong in that part of East Africa for 1,000 years or more. Actually, that's where, because it's so close to the Middle East, that was the first part of Africa to really adopt Islam. So a lot of different musical influences, and it had a thriving music industry for the late 20th century. But as of the moment, there's not so much new music going on in Djibouti, partially because there's not really a recording industry there. There's not facilities for people to record and to improve upon themselves and their musical abilities. And also, I read a really interesting article saying how the synthesizer kind of ruined the traditional music, or the ability or the desire for young people to play music with traditional instruments. So because of the rise of new instruments, like most notably keyboards and synthesizers, it replaced a lot of traditional instruments, and you didn't have to be the best musician technically to pick up a synthesizer and become the loudest member of your band. So anyhow, maybe I'll talk more about that later, but interesting article I found online arguing for more of a push back to traditional music. And you're going to hear more of that on this here Djibouti special, starting with a classic Afar musician. So in the Afar language, by the way, Somali and Afar are recognized languages, but Arabic and French are still the official languages. But Fatouma Mansour, a very well-known Afar musician of Djibouti. This track, I believe, is called Rabe Hikal Mano Mana. Fatouma Mansour to start out Djibouti, coming right at you. Thank you. Yes, one of the funkiest bands ever to come out of Djibouti, or maybe all of East Africa. Although the Dur Dur band out of Somalia were pretty funky too. But anyway, Group 4 Mars, the 4th of March is their name. Don't know what that refers to. Probably an important date in Djibouti's history, perhaps their date of independence. I could look into this if I had the technology. But yes, that was recorded from a TV broadcast, and it says Bonne année 2000, Happy New Year 2014, but I think they're showing an older video because there's no way people would dress like that in the year 2014, a lot of 70s, and yeah, funk from the 70s, I will wage my guess. So Group 4 Mars right there. Before that, started the Djibouti Extravaganza with Fatouma Mansour, a Afar musician of one of the two major groups in Djibouti, track Rabe Hikal Mano Mana. So yeah, a lot of Arabic sound in that. You got the oud, the lute, and a lot of hand percussion. Sounds certainly similar to other stuff just across the Gulf, across the Red Sea. So gonna keep the music coming. Next, you're gonna hear a Somali artist. Another woman, her name is Fadoun Dukale, and this one also features a oud. Sounds quite similar. The difference, though, is Somali music, interestingly, is all, well, from what I've read at least, it's all in pentatonic scale, which means there's only 5 notes, basically, so it's somewhat more limited than the 7-note scale that most music works with. So yeah, but within that structure of 5 notes, you can still go a lot of places. And this track, the name is unknown, but it is a nice piece of music, and I think an older classic as well. Fadoun Dukale next, and after that I may just play you the rock and roll star of Djibouti. Yep, I think I will. You're going to hear somebody whose name is Abdi Bao Bao. But first, Fadoun Dukale right here on the Djibouti Extravaganza. Thank you.
bayda ilmadan ku dhereren bayal xamood ina dabi ku tirso tabannadayda ilmadan ku dhereren bayal xamood ina dabi ku tirso tabannadayda ilmadan ku dhereren bayal xamood ina dabi ku tirso tabannadayda ilmadan ku dhereren bayal xamood ina dabi
出かけすぐ止まら背中ぶたれさてかはたきまらはたけんまんごおわべけんてけはびじたまんごさるけんてけおわべかるこせえびてせんに
Yes, wandering rhythms right here in the middle of a special on Djibouti. Yes, Djibouti rocks. And you just heard some beautiful old music. That was Mohamed Ali Talha. And he is an Afar artist with the song Takim Mago Abikin Teke. So featuring, yes, the oud, as a lot of these songs have, and nice hand percussion. And that one has a violin type of music, a stringed instrument, maybe they call the rabab. That's what they have in Egypt, just around the corner. And before that, you heard the rockinest fellow in the history of Djibouti music, at least from what I've heard. I haven't heard all the rock artists, though, but there aren't so many. That was an artist named Abdi Bobo, or Baobao. And yeah, he pioneered the guitar, the electric guitar, in East Africa. And there's other artists, though. For instance, Fourchette and Lade, who also mixed American with African-American influences and made some cool stuff. But yeah, as with a lot of the stuff, the sound quality, it's hard to find stuff that's up to our very, very high standards